Okay, so now Simon Tofresh Ein Ches is the following aloha. Ne'er Shal Shabbos Koidim and Ne'er Shal Chanukah. Ne'er Shal Shabbos is more important, well, it comes before Ne'er Shal Chanukah. We're talking about an individual over here who has got very limited financial resources, a very poor man, and needs to decide what to buy. And we're talking about somebody who's got literally very, mamash, literally pennies. What is his man to get? What is he man to get? So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us. Misha en yodei maseges. If somebody is very poor and he can't buy everything he wants. Misha en yodei maseges liknois ne'er chanukah. He can't buy ne'er chanukah ve ne'er Shabbos and Shabbos candles. He can't buy both. He can't buy Shabbos candles and chanukah candles. Imagine this poverty. Yiknes, what should he buy? Yikne ne'er Shabbos. He should buy Shabbos candles. That comes first. Why? Mipnei shaloim beisoi. Because we know that Shabbos candles makes Shalom Bais, because without Shabbos candles, you don't know where you're walking, you're banging everywhere, and you start blaming other people, that you go, I don't know where I'm going, why did you put this over here, and why, you know, it comes out very, so therefore, Ne'er Shal Shabbos is closely associated with Shalom Bais, as the Gemara says, pardon? It's because of Tod, yeah? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, so it doesn't go to, because Toddy, it has nothing to do with Toddy. But it's a good question, why not? Okay, why is it not connected to Toddy? Toddy is, if you have, if you're going to do two mitzvahs, and you don't know which one comes first, over here, he's not going to do both. He only has enough money for one.
Yeah, but he was intending to do both.
Yeah, but he hasn't got, he knows that, he's opening up his wallet, and he sees he's got only £2.50 there, he doesn't know what to do. So he's only going to be able to do one. He's only going to do one mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch says you'd rather buy Ne'er Shal Shabbos. How many candles do you need for Ne'er Shal Shabbos? How many do you need? Two? Two? You need two? You need two? How many degrees? You need two?
Minimum
two? Can go all the way up to 72, but two, at least two? At least two? Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Aleph. Look at this Mishneh Berurah. Liknos ne'er Chanukah. V'im yesh lo ne'er echad lebeisoi sagi. If he's got one candle, that's sufficient. Afal gav de toy v'roi sheish ne'er ne'er is the Shabbos. Though it is proper and right to light two candles, k'del b'sim reish tamach gimel, as it's explained in the Simon Rosh Hashanah Chimel, Mikol Mokim, B'mokim Matchak, if you're in extreme, under these extreme circumstances, die, it's sufficient, She'ne'er Echad Al HaShulchan, it's sufficient that he's got only one candle for Shabbos. She'oichal, where he eats, V'ashan Ne'er Chanukah, and if he's got more money than just for one candle, he should use the remaining money for Chanukah. For Chanukah candles. So Ne'er Shal Shabbos is referring to one candle. So it's important for us to remember that Me'ikadin, you only need one Shabbos candle. If this individual has got more money than one Shabbos candle, he should buy the second candle, he should buy for Chanukah. Now, is this relevant nowadays as well? Shalom Bais. It is Shalom Bais relevant nowadays as well? No. Why? Very good. Look at that. Absolutely, 100%.
It's a cut, electricity cut.
Very good. Rabbi Lashu speaks about this. One second. Yeah, very good. Brilliant. Look at that, Rabbi Yisai. So you're quite right. So the Achronim say Mishneh Berurah quotes it and says cotton base. Mipnei Shalom Bais. So Yesh Oimrim. Some say you're in very good company. Yesh Oimrim. The Bizman hazeh that nowadays, and this is Mogen Avraham and Chai Adam, Shemadlikim Bifnim. Yikne leNer Chanukah. Shara lo yishev b'choyshech. He says nowadays you don't. He's not going to be sitting in the dark anyway. He says that the Achronim write. It's based a bit on this as well. The Achronim write that nowadays, where there is electricity in the houses, there is light in the houses, this halacha won't be true. Because it won't be an issue of Shalom Bais. If we say that Ne'er Shal Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bais, that's not true nowadays. It's not true nowadays because you've got electricity in your house. So therefore, if you have got a little bit of money and your house is lit anyway, what should you buy according to that? Chanukah comes first. Chanukah comes first. If you've got electricity in your house, Chanukah comes first. Kavod Shabbos may not be doicha, yeah, but you've got Pirsum HaNesav, you've got, Kavod Shabbos is something, you're right, but you've got Pirsum HaNesav which overrides that element over here, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know, but Lemaisa, the reason why Ner Shabbos comes first is because of Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis you've got anyway, because there's light. Good question. Good question. I hear what you're asking. It's a good question. The answer is that there is still. Well, what's that? Right. Yeah, so there's other additional elements as well. Well, right. So the emphasis is that our poskim are quite machmir. There is machmirim who said that you shouldn't make a bracha. But Yashiv and other machmirim said you can't really make a bracha unless it's actually enhancing Shalom Bayis. Honestly, that's why they say you should switch off the lights before you put Shalom Bayis. There is such a chumra. There is such a chumra, and some people adhere to it. But if you don't go like that, you're going to have to say that there's other additional elements. But these additional elements are not Shalom Bayis, and they are not going to be doicha. They are not going to be doicha. The Pirsum HaNes of Ner Chanukah. That we'll have to look in Kolad Yaakov or maybe have an explanation for that. Mishnah Berurah does not explain. Yes.
One light's only going to light one room.
Yeah.
So what about all the other?
Very good. Very good. The candle is only going to light one room. So how is that going to help? How is that going to help for the rest of the rooms? So you're only going to have Shalom Bayis in one room. As soon as you leave that room, you're going to start fighting away. How does that help? Surely you're saying that you should have light in every room. So for the answer is that, what's the answer to that question? You should have a bit of light in other rooms. Should have a bit of that. Yeah, but the halacha lemaaseh, we're primarily concerned about the place where you're eating. That's the where you're going to be spending your time as you're eating. Other rooms, you may go in and out and you may pass through, but we're not particularly concerned about. The ikat akona is b'mokam achila. We're not particularly concerned if it's just this, you know, the other rooms. Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch continues on top of the line of page 294. If he's got for Shabbos, he's got candles for Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says, but he hasn't got for Ner Chanukah, vele yayin vele kiddush hayoyim. So he's got enough money for Shabbos candles. But now he's got a bit more money, doesn't know what to use it for. Is it for Chanukah candles, or is it for kiddush and avdolah? What comes first? Shabbos is sorted, he's got candles for Shabbos. He's got only £2.50, doesn't know if he should buy for that Chanukah candles, or wine for kiddush and wine for avdolah. What comes first? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yikne le Ner Chanukah comes before wine. Because, Mishum Pirsum HaNesa, because of Pirsum HaNes, publicizing the miracle is more important than wine for Avdolah and Kiddush. And therefore, that's what comes first. And the Ramah finishes off saying, V'adin Ner Chanukah koidim lain v'Avdolah, Ner Chanukah comes first, Ayin Seh Mishin Resh Tadivov. Mishnah Berurah Tzev Kotten Dalet says an important disclaimer, and he says, whatever we've been talking about over here is a person that's got chalas. Because if he hasn't got chalas, Mishnah Berurah says, the eloi pas, if he hasn't got bread, he hasn't got chalas, knias pas doicha afilu ner shel Shabbos. The first and most important is chalas for Shabbos Kodesh. If a person hasn't got chalas, then is a non-starter. That comes before candles for Shabbos, before candles for Chanukah, before wine, before anything else, comes chalas for Shabbos Kodesh. Even most, of course, it's more important than Chanukah candles and for Kiddush wine. The truth is that if you've got chalas, you can make Kiddush on that as well. So that's why it's the other elements are not so important. That's why chalas is the most important. That's why? Yeah. Correct. You don't have to. Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Yikne ne'er Chanukah, hainu ne'er echad. Mishneh Berurah says, what we're talking about is about one candle, the moisel yain kiddush. If your Shabbos is sorted, so you've got chalas, you've got Shabbos candles, and I've got only a bit of money, and you don't know if you should buy Chanukah candles or wine, what should you buy then? Chanukah candles or Chanukah candle? Chanukah candle. Why are you saying that? Very good. Very good. So that's exactly what Mishneh Berurah says. That Chanukah candle you should buy. If you've got more money, if you can, after buying one candle for Chanukah, you should buy that. You should use the rest for wine. Not so important. Right. Okay. So I just made a summary. I made this for myself, but I brought it here anyway. So summary of order of importance. I wasn't sure. Summary with one M or with two. So don't tell me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Is it two? Oh, good. What summary is that with one M or with two? Okay, good. So I've done it right for once. Okay. Order of importance. So the first and foremost is pas, bread. That's where everything starts. Okay. The second most important is ne'er Shabbos. Can somebody read? I can't read mirror writing. Can somebody help me out? Shabbos light. Yeah, very good. So Shabbos light comes second most important Shabbos. If you've got a bit more money, comes near Shabbos light. So what did I write over here? Only one candle. Yes, Mishneh Berurah, etc. And
if room is lit, some say not.
Yet, if room is lit, that was your point, then some say that this won't apply. Yeah, and if room is lit, some say not. Right, so first important is challah, second most important is Ner Shabbos. We're talking about one candle, second one is not so important. And also we're talking about if the room is dark, because if the room is lit, number two may not apply. After that, if you've got a bit more money than that candle, what comes number three?
Chanukah.
Ner Chanukah, yeah.
Only one, yeah. Not Mahadrin.
Not Mahadrin. Mahadrin is not so crucial. We're talking about one light. And finally, if you've got a bit more money than that.
Wine for Kiddush and
Avdollah. Right. If you've got a bit more money than that, then comes wine for Kiddush and Avdollah. And if you've got leftovers for that, you buy donuts. Yeah? So that's really just what does trigger a bit of our thought that it's quite the whole Simon and Shulchan Aruch discussing never what somebody can't afford. So it must have been relevant at one point. Besides, of course, the additional element of teaching us the state of importance, which is very crucial as well. But yeah, there were definitely generations where this was more it was very relevant. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay, this leads us to Simon Tofresh. So this is it all clear? Does it all make sense? Yeah. So pass. Ne'er Shabbos, one candle, ne'er Chanukah, one candle, and then afterwards yain for wine and wine for Kiddush and Avdollah. Okay. Right, Simon Tofresh Ayin Tes is going to be discussing the halacha of what do you, on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, what do you light first, Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles? Chanukah candles first. Why is that? You're bringing in Shabbos. How can you light Chanukah candles after? Is that everybody agreed to that? It's Shabbos after lighting Shabbos candles, you're done?
And this is a tonight.
You make it tonight.
Well, it depends if you're a man or
a woman. Does it really depend if you're a man or a woman?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. What happens if somebody forgot?
What?
He just lit Shabbos candles and then he realized, oh, I forgot my Chanukah candles. Too late, tough.
He asked
his wife. Pardon? It depends. If it's he or she. So if it was him lighting, it's okay. If it's she lighting. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Be'erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, Madlik Ne'er Chanukah, Tchila, you first light Chanukah candles, Ve'achakach, and after that, Ne'er Shabbos. Afterwards, Ne'er Shabbos. U'mevorech aleim k'moy b'choy, you're going to make the brochas The same, the identical brachas then on weekday. Although you are lighting much earlier on Friday afternoon, you're lighting before it's dark. And nevertheless, you can still make the brachas. Normally, Chanukah candles you light when it's dark, in the evening. And on Friday afternoon, you light long before it's dark. You light when it's still light. But nevertheless, says the Ramah, you can still make the brachas as always. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph.
In order to fulfill the opinions of the ones who say the Sviralu, the Yadlik shall Shabbos Tchila, if you light the Shabbos candles first, Kible le Shabbos, you have accepted Shabbos on yourself, the Israel Melacha, and you've got you can't do melachas anymore. After lighting Shabbos candles, you can't do melachas anymore. Aval roiv poiskim, but the majority of the authorities, cholkim, disagree. I'll say on this. Ve'svirelu, and they hold. The loy talye kabbalah Shabbos ba'adlokas haneir. Most authorities hold that acceptance of Shabbos is not connected to lighting Shabbos candles. The acceptance of Shabbos has nothing to do with Shabbos candles. V'alkein, therefore, imidlik shal Shabbos, if you lit Shabbos candles, v'loi kebal Shabbos mach shavtoi, and you didn't accept Shabbos in your mind, yochal lehadlik achakach, you can still light after that. V'kol zepe isha madlik, exactly what I'm saying. This is all, like you were saying, this is all with regards to a man lighting. A man who lights Shabbos candles didn't accept Shabbos. A man who lights Shabbos candles did not accept Shabbos by lighting. Aval isha matlekes, but the woman who lights Shabbos candles, kiven shaminek, since the custom is, shemistoma mikabola Shabbos badlakosa, since the custom is that when she lights, she accepts Shabbos, imken therefore lo tatlik shuv shel Chanukah. She can't light Chanukah candles after lighting Shabbos candles. That's with regards to a woman. Men, not so. If a man by mistakes lights Shabbos candles first, doesn't matter, he can still light Chanukah candles after that. Elotoyma, but the lady, if she makes that mistake, she should elotoyma la'ach la'adlik, she asks somebody else to light for him, for her. Vu yevorech, and the person that she's asking should make the bracha shekel, shalom yitzayis v'yitzon la'adlik b'shvilo. Avol b'dikas she'os nisim v'chen shechiyonu b'yem rishin yichodil ba'atzma le'vorech. So if a lady, by mistake, lights Chanukah candles first, excuse me, if a lady by mistake lights Shabbos candles first, what should she do? She should ask someone to light Chanukah candles on her behalf. What about the brachas? So the first bracha she can't make, but the other two brachas she could. There is a fascinating shayatian over here, which it's such an interesting shayatian, and it's so easy to just not notice it. But it has massive, huge ramifications for Ilchus Shabbos, for Hadlokas Shabbos. And I don't know why Mishnah Berurah only writes it over here. And I don't know why Mishnah Berurah didn't write this elsewhere. He asks, what is the geder, what's the man who lives on his own? Does it make any difference if a man lives on his own, or does he not make any difference?
Yes. Yeah. Brings in
Shabbos with the nighting of the Neros. That's the opinion that the Tai was told. And so if he has to daven mincha before he lights Neros, and he can't do malacha after lighting the Neros. After lighting the Neros. How beautiful. Now this is something you're 100% right. But interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah does not say it in Hilchus Shabbos with regards to Hadlokas Neros Shabbos. The source for this psak is this Shayatian over here. It's only written over here, as far as I know. I'm not a bokeh in Mishnah Berurah, but as far as I know, the only place where the Mishnah Berurah writes it is over here. In Shayatian, no less, in Sif Kotten base, in brackets, he says, the ish shemagil atzmo l'adling ne'er Shabbos. If there's a man who lights Shabbos candles, could go in ish, she'en le'ish be'veisoy, like a man who hasn't got a wife in his house, dinoy k'moy isha, he's got the same halacha than a woman. The mistome gamken mekabel Shabbos olei, he's accepting Shabbos like a woman. So if a man lives on his own, he's got the same halacha as a woman. That's the shayatin. He's not 100% sure, he suggests it, but that's what he seems to suggest, and that's how he seems to pass him. Yeah.
So just just going back to what we were saying before about lighting Shalom Bayis. Again, the saying the man's on his own.
Right. Good point. Good point. Good point. Nevertheless, yeah, good point. There is still a mitzvah takana, a rabbinical takana for him to light candles, although you're right that the reasoning behind it of Shalom Bayis wouldn't apply. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. That's a good point, and I want to speak about that. Yeah, let's address that quickly. The Mishneh Berurah, that's a very good point. The Mishneh Berurah addresses in Sifkoten base. What about Mincha, Rabbosai? Mincha next Friday. When do you daven Mincha, Rabbosai? Early Mincha. Do you need to daven early Mincha? No. You don't need to. You can daven regular Mincha. You should. It's good. Mishneh Berurah Sifkoten base. Be'oid ayoyim godel. V'davka chapla. Mincha. You can certainly only light Chanukah candles after plaga. Mincha. Shushar revi kodem. Alayla. Which is 1 1/4 hour before night. Kmo shikotz v'sem. Bereish simen tov v'shem base. V'gikvah kosavnu v'shem achoynim. We've written the name of the achoynim. V'tzorich litin v'shemen. Ad shidlo k'chatzi shor. Achatzis k'chovim. When you put oil on Friday, you have to ensure you're putting more oil than the other days. Because you need to make sure that the oil lasts for half an hour after Shabbos comes in. Bechem b'matlik negos. V'im ein loy kol kach shem v'neos gdoilois. And if he hasn't got that much, yiral kol ponim shachas men shetir dolekes hashir hazeh. At least one light should burn that much. At very least one night. If you haven't got enough oil for all of them, at least one candle should light burn well into the night, half an hour into the night. V'kvos v'o achoinim d'achoinim. Right. The nochoin lechatchelet is good, ideally, sheispal al min chatchela, that a person should have mincha earlier, the achikach yad legan after it should light. Mishneh Berurah brings a chumra over here. It's a chumra that it is proper to daven mincha on Friday of Chanukah to daven mincha earlier, so that you can light a drop later. Then it comes out, you're lighting a drop later. That's what the Mishneh Berurah suggests. It's proper lechatchila to do that. In many kehilas, there wasn't such a minik. There was no such mincha earlier, but nowadays there's many shuls have got such a mincha. What is the halacha if somebody normally likes to daven that mincha, but there is no minyan available? Should he rather daven mincha on his own without a minyan and light after mincha, Chanukah candles, or daven with a minyan? Yeah, everybody agrees, daven with a minyan? Daven with a minyan? Or lighting later. Minyan. Hachos HaPoiskim indeed is to not, you can't daven bichidus for such a purpose. You can't. There's no justification to daven on your own, just to light the drop later. There's no. Yeah. Yeah, it's not only that, it's also to light later, because the later you light, the closer it is to the real zman. And that's al-Khatkhili, you should do that. And one more interesting psak, Reb Shlomo Zalman, there's a famous psak that is going around. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't actually write this down himself, but it's quoted in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's not relevant this year. Imagine that sometimes it happens the first night, Chanukah is on Friday. When did it happen last time? Was it last year? 2 years ago? It happens quite a lot, no? First night, Chanukah on Friday. Happens every now and then. No, it happens. It happens. I mean, definitely. I don't know. But it happens every so often. Rabbi said, no, Friday, Chanukah. Do you remember first night Chanukah on Friday night? That's the time. That's the Chanukah. They've got two Shabbos Chanukah. It happened a few years ago. Okay, so then there is an interesting Abshalem Zalman who asks, what happens if you light Chanukah candles? And then after you're going to shul to daven mincha, and then is halachically speaking the first night of Chanukah. Do you say al hanisim for that Friday afternoon mincha? That is after you've lit. You have lit already, but it's still Friday mincha. Not, no. How can you say al hanisim? Huh? What do you think? Interesting shaila. Yeah. It was. I remember speaking about it when it happened. Was it a few years ago? We don't.
No, because the lights only take effect when it's dark, can't
you? Well, you made the bracha already. You made Lehadlik. You made Shal Sonisim. So why are you talking then, if you want to? Is it like a...
No, because it's what
Yeah. Adlak is a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
If Adlak is a mitzvah,
then you just feel that you're. What do you think? What do you think? So therefore, you should make Alan Nissim. You should sell Alan Nissim. What do you think, Alan Nissim or Alan Nissim?
Not sure.
Alan Nissim, not Alan Nissim, not Alan Nissim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted saying you should sell Alan Nissim. Yep. Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted, or some Talmidim quote Reb Shlomo Zalman having said Alan Nissim. It is a very big chiddush because you don't see any earlier poskim. No Mishnah Berurah indicates anything. There's no achronim or poskim or mention such as well. Although you can hear what he's saying, you can hear where he's coming from, but it's not actually brought down any svarim. It's not actually something which is brought down in the achronim. But the svara makes sense. The svara definitely makes sense. Maybe. But it's definitely a svara. The svara makes sense. But Reb Shlomo Zalman said you should do it. Yeah. Although it's interesting because Reb Shlomo Zalman actually didn't write it in any of his form. He didn't actually write it down. It's not published in one of Reb Shlomo Zalman's own Tzvarim. It's something that is quoted, his Talmidim quoted him having said that. So it takes a bit of its power, but it's Reb Shlomo Zalman, reliable Talmidim. So that's it. But it's interesting, we can certainly hear it.
Any other Rabbonim who...
Yeah, there's one more Pesach who also said it. One of Rishonim Poskim also said it. But it's not something which is widely quoted and went. Yeah, you should say Alan Nissim. But otherwise, from the fact that it's not mentioned anywhere else, you don't have a Mishneh Berurah, you don't have a Morgan Avraham Chai Adam, you don't have anybody else who mentions such a thing, and it does occur every so many years, it would sound like they didn't hold like that.